Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Monday, the 7th of July. The additional tax burden that US President Trump intended to place on US consumers on Wednesday will not now be happening on Wednesday. The taxes will apparently be happening on the 1st of August, which is a Friday. Letters are being sent out today, delayed from last Friday, announcing tariff rates relating to the delayed wave of tariffs announced in early April. But US importers will not pay until early August, which means the US consumer, in theory, will be paying in November or December. But stockpiling ahead of Christmas may mean that the consumer price inflation spike from these taxes would only hit in January, assuming there's no retreat. Investors might be forgiving for just assuming the retreat will take place, as Trump has a history of crashing into reverse gear on trade taxes. One of the challenges of social media, even of a podcast like this, is trying to get all the necessary information into a limited number of words. Trump posted on social media in the small hours of the morning that any country aligning themselves with the, quote, anti-American policies of BRICS would face an additional 10% tariff. As the current BRICS gathering demonstrates, this is not exactly a coherent organization. In fact, like the G20 and so many other international meetings, it's a photo opportunity playing at being a grown-up gathering. It is not clear what foreign policies would trigger these tariffs, what legal authority is being used by Trump, or how quickly a retreat from this policy could be expected. Where there may be a limited market reaction in the short term, the lack of information and Trump's history of retreats means that investors are not likely to pay too much attention to this matter. So far, the trade disputes have been US versus the rest of the world. There have been some very minor constraints imposed, for example, on steel and aluminium imports by Canada, but generally countries are not fighting amongst themselves. However, over the weekend, the current French finance minister suggested that there should be tariffs on imports from China to protect the, quote, European industrial economy. China had previously imposed anti-dumping tariffs on French and other brandies from Friday, with some exemptions. Should this escalate beyond the rather petty nature of the disputes to date, it would be concerning. There are some measurement complications. Trump's aggressive taxing of US consumers undoubtedly encourages rerouting of trade, and some of what China apparently sells to Europe is ultimately destined for the US and poses no threat to European producers' share of the domestic market. On the data calendar today, there are European May retail sales figures. The concept of European retail sales is important, as domestic demand is one of the things that can sustain the European economy in the coming quarters. The reality of the data is that it's out of date and little regarded. German industrial production was stronger than expected, but the consensus forecast range is so wide as to make the consensus figure itself the wildest of wild stabs in the dark. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.